It's the world famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I have Bobby and Steve Dooley. Is that who we're talking to?
No, I got Chris Norton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got Chris Norton on the phone, I think, from where is he, man? Is he at his house, right?
Yeah.
Chris Norton is at, hold on for a minute, Chris. Chris Norton is at his home in, at his mother and father's home.
Oh, yeah, okay, at his mom and dad's home, and where is it, Temple City?
No, where's the family you live?
Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah, Miss Henry.
Where does your family live?
My parents live in Redondo Beach. They're not too far away from where I had decamped, you know, while I was doing, I was living on my own. And I do still have my condo over in Redondo Beach, but right now I'm with my family.
Okay, you're at your mom and dad's house?
Yeah, I am.
Could you turn the TV down just a hair?
Hey, Chuck, turn it down.
So you're at your mom and dad's house for a specific reason.
Yeah, I decided, I tweeted it out.
There's no such tweet. There's no such tweeter.
What do you mean there's no such tweeter?
There's X now.
That's right. I think what you guys got, I exhaled or...
Yeah, you exhaled or you explained.
Hey, whose show am I doing right now?
Hey, bud.
Mr. Henry's laughing at you.
I don't care if he's laughing at me, man. I'm laughing at you. On account of you don't know, you don't even know what time it is out on the street, man.
Okay, but Chris, it's not a problem. Listen, I want to know why you're at your parents' house. You're with one of your main actors now.
Well, we were able to. We've got a hold of Jock for a very limited time, and I'm very excited about it. Jock Strapp is an up-and-coming young actor.
What is this young man's name, Jock Strapp?
Yeah, it sounds unusual. His first name really is Jock, and the last name is Strapp. It's a Dutch family. It's a Dutch last name.
So the family named him Jock Strapp.
Yeah, but the family, his first language is in English. It's Dutch. It's Dutchish. Or what's it called?
I think it's called, what is the language?
Dutch.
Okay, Phil.
Dutch.
what do you call it?
I don't know. So the family speaks Dutch.
The first language in Jock's family, yes, was Dutch.
All right, so Jock Strapp is there with you, and what are you guys doing?
Right now what we're doing is we're going through magazines, and we're going through adult magazines. Most of the time we've just been sitting here at my mom and dad's house on the sofa looking at pinups, or not pinups, looking at foldouts, and getting sort of an idea on which models we'd like to have, maybe film as a solos, or have them, they be in a scene with Jock Strapp.
Okay, so you guys are at your mom and dad's house. And where's Jock from?
Jock, where are you from?
I come from San Diego, originally.
He comes from San Diego.
All right, but he comes from a Dutch family.
What is so funny, Mr. Henry?
He did the guy laugh at me?
Why are you laughing, Mr. Henry?
I'm sorry. He's from a Dutch family. From a Dutch family in San Diego. Let me do this, Phil. All right. Hey, Chris, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is General Shaw. This guy, Jock Strapp, is from a Dutch family in San Diego.
Yeah, is that right, Jock? Yeah, he's from a Dutch family in San Diego, but he's a Southern Californian, and he understands the film business, I think. And so he's with me. We're looking at magazines. We've been looking at magazines here on the couch of my mom and dad's living room now for the last 3 days. And
all right, is that all you're doing is looking at magazines?
Yeah, we got. What's wrong with that? That's something that we do.
It's kind of like research, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like research. As we look for new models, newer and newer and newer and newer.
Hey, Chris, you know, the last time we talked to you, you had a couple of new movies out. I don't know what the names of them are. I know you had another actor by the name of Mark Penfold, right?
Yeah, Mark, he didn't work out. I mean, Mark was good in terms of physical scenes, but as an actor, he wasn't too smart because we would say, okay, action. And he'd stare at us, and I'd go, remember, the action means...
You had to remind the guy what action meant.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. Or we'd say cut, and he'd still be talking. So I had to fire him.
Mark Penfold. Is that his real name?
It is his real name, yes.
I don't believe that.
How could that be his real name?
How could it be his real name?
In other words, Mark Penfold, you seem to be lucking out with the names of these actors. Jock Strapp and Mark Penfold.
Well, I don't know if it's his real name. I mean, maybe he changed. I heard that his real name was Isaac Norvo. Okay, but it came up with something, I don't know.
Something close, huh?
Well, all right, so it's not that close. It was Mark, but it didn't seem like it was a fake name.
The guy's name was Isaac Norvo, and he comes to you as Mark Penfold.
That's right, Mr. Henry. God,
All right, that's fine, Chris. We've got it. All right, so anyway, Chris, I'm sorry to be, you know, drilling down on these ridiculous questions.
Yeah, they are ridiculous questions, Mr. Rainer. I'm looking for the next big star. We're looking for the next big Linda Blouse clone. We're looking for the next big Susan Squad. We're looking for the next big Candy Cans. I mean, these are the big stars, the big female stars that made it big at Norton, you know, at Norton Splodes and Throw City Productions.
I understand. So you're at your folks' house. You and Jock Strap are looking at these magazines, and you're looking for the next big...
You're looking for... When you say the next big solo, what do you mean?
Well, this would be the next actress that we would just have... She'd be doing solos, which means she'd be... in the shot, and I don't mean to offend you or nothing, Miss Gray, but she would be in the shot. She'd be, you know, with her hand down in the panty and going, hi, you know, this kind of...
I understand.
Yeah, so that would be one way that we'd use them, and the other way would be, obviously, we're looking for the next big tandem with Jock, starring Jockstrap and who, you know, it could have been Candy Cans, but she's retired. A lot of our actresses have retired.
Whatever happened to, was it Linda Pohl Squad or something?
No, you're thinking of Linda Pohl Sid.
That's it.
Yeah, no, Linda went back home to her husband. She was from Walcott, Iowa.
And she went home to her husband.
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
General thinks it's funny.
Yeah, so I got it.
You gotta be kidding me.
So these women that you hire, Chris, seem like, are they real porn actresses or adult film actresses, I should say? Or are they just unhappy, dissatisfied women who fall into this business?
I only hire professionals, okay, Ms. Gray?
Now, Chris...
No, wait a minute. Now you've really started to hack me off. I only hire professionals, okay? Linda Face Sit, I forget what her name is.
You said it was Linda Polsit or something, right?
All right, Linda Polsit. Linda Polsit is one of the top... I mean, for me, she was one of the top actresses. I don't know.
All right, we're talking here with Chris Norton. We also have... Jock Strap is there with him. You guys are looking at pictures, magazine pictures of naked women?
Yeah, well, these are adult magazines we're looking at. And, you know, we're looking at the pictures in them. And,
you had a lot of foldouts there, huh?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Because one of the times we talked to you years ago, Chris, you said you spent a lot of time on your parents' couch basically masturbating.
Oh, man.
God damn, General.
Well, that's what you said, isn't it?
That was a long time ago, man.
All right, well, what are you doing? So you say you're sitting on the couch.
To accuse me of a kind of unprofessional, I'm sitting here with Jock Strap, man. I'm not going to pull it down and go, hey, are you serious or something?
I don't know. When you say that you're at your parents' house, sitting on the couch, looking at magazine foldouts for your next big star, why can't you do that at your place?
Because I'm taking a break from the atmosphere of Norton Splodes. And I'm taking a break from the atmosphere of Throw City. I'm trying to get a new perspective. God.
All right, Chris, no, we're not trying to piss you off or anything.
Well, the general's sitting here. He's basically telling me, hey, Chris, you're sitting there on a couch and you're spanking it with another dude sitting there with your pants down around your ankles and going, let's do a dual whack-off. Isn't that what you're saying?
No, all right, if that's the way you want to put it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
All right, well, we're not putting it that way. Chris Norton is our guest. He is an adult filmmaker. He's taken a break from making movies. You're in a talent hunt. So Mark Pantful is no more.
Mark Pantful, we couldn't use him anymore.
All right, now, let me ask you about some other movies, bud.
Yeah, we got Gland, Creature from Planet Nob, is the one that you were really kind of promoting for a long time.
I know. Gland, Creature from Planet Nob is one of my big disappointments. We were not able to get that one off the ground, even though we had Tanya Lube, who joined the cast late. And we also had Toad Load for a while. The latest one was Zombie Sex Flex. Was available on our Throb City website.
Zombie Sex Flex?
Yeah.
And how did that sell?
It didn't. It bombed. So it's just... one bomb after the next, just bomb after bomb after...
All right, take it easy, Chris.
Just bomb after bomb, and so I'm sitting here, I'm going...
Chris, maybe this isn't your thing.
What are you talking about, man? Maybe not my thing. I have sex. I have great sex energy.
No, but I know you got great sex energy. That doesn't mean that you make a great filmmaker.
Hey, listen, when we did Zombie Breakfast?
Zombie Breakfast. I don't remember that.
We had zombies wandering around eating people, and then they go back to the zombie condo and have sex.
Yeah.
That one we had got a few downloads on that one, you know.
Did you make money?
Well, yeah, we made money. I mean, because our budgets aren't that very big. But, I don't know, man.
Now, Chris, you had an idea of bringing Lauren Bobert into an adult film called Madam Secretary. What happened there?
Well, we had Harvey Wyman, your attorney, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
We had him working on it, and we made a very official offer to Lauren Bobert to appear in Madam Secretary, and we wanted to change her name to Lauren Bobert. I mean, you know, it was a long shot, so you know, she didn't really come around. We did have to, and the problem is at that point was when we fired Buck Newtman from Sense Explosion, because he was just screwing a poosh. He wasn't showing up on time.
So that's another movie that bombed.
Yeah, Sense Explosion didn't work. We had to fire Buck Newtman. We had to fire Mark Panful, you know.
And you didn't get Lauren Bobert or Lauren Boebert for Madam Secretary.
Yeah. So I just need to take a step back, and I just need to kind of take a step back, you know.
Yeah, you take a step back, man. Sometimes you take a step too far back, and you fall off a cliff.
Ooh. Big deal, man.
All right, bud. Thank you very much. Chris, we do wish you well. Mr. Strap, still there?
Yeah, Jock's here. Jock, say Mr. Henry's leaving.
Bye.
Goodbye, sir.
What are you laughing at, man?
That is nothing, man.
You know, Jock has all his faculties about him. He's just, I guess you don't sound good on the phone.
Give me a day, Dad.
I don't want to tell you, Mr. Henry.
All right. Good luck, Chris, with whatever the hell it is. What's the next project?
Well, the next one we're going to do is just a straight kind of with Jock Strap, and maybe we'll get Buck Newtman back, I don't know, called The Boob Off, 2024, Chris Norton's Boob Off, you know.
What is that?
Well, just a lot of women with very large chests, and they parade around and everything.
Chris Norton's Boob Off 2024.
That's right. That's how...
Yeah, that's how desperate it's getting.
Well, I'm doing the best I can out here, Mr. Henry.
Hey, Chris, like, I think you might take General Shaw's words a little more seriously. You know, maybe this isn't your thing. I'm not saying that you don't belong in filmmaking. I'm saying maybe adult films ain't your thing.
Are you kidding me, man, with my sass energy? I have more sass energy. I got the sass energy of 5, 6, 7 men, okay? And with my sass energy and my eye for talent, we got with Chuck Buck Newtman, Jock Strap, a lot of these guys don't work out. But if I can get Candy Cans out of retirement, if I can get Candy Polsit, who I know is with her family in Oak, I don't know.
Okay, man. Well, good luck on the talent hunt, and good luck with what's the new movie? It's called...
It's going to be Chris Norton's. It's going to be a real quick one, man. It's going to be a lot of women with really beautiful, gigantic breasts. It's called Chris Norton's Boob Off 2024.
Boob Off.
That's right.
Boob Off.
Ms. Norton.
Chris, you know, you're lucky Phil gives you airtime.
I agree. Hey, let's not talk that way.
Oh, really? I could get on. Do you know that Brian and Mark wanted me to have? Well, they're not on the air anymore. But Brian and Mark wanted me to have on their show.
Mark and Brian.
Yeah.
They're not on the air anymore.
I know they're not on the air anymore, but at one time they did say that they would like to have me on their show, okay? And I think even Steve Mason, who wasn't you on his podcast?
I was. In fact, Steve Mason, the podcast I'm on, dropped on Monday.
Hey, Mr. Henry, you're interviewing me?
I understand. Okay, but it dropped on Monday. Also, the Dana Gould podcast dropped.
Jesus.
He did.
You're talking about, are you interviewing me? You're talking about yourself.
But you want to get on Steve Mason's podcast?
I'd like to, yeah. And I wouldn't mind getting on a lot of these podcasts that you're getting on. I don't know what the hell people...
People are interviewing me because of the documentary.
Yeah. What a load, man, that is.
Hey, Chris, I can't do quality stuff like, you know, Blast Off for Sass or whatever the hell it is, or the Boob Off 2024, but I'm trying.
Yeah, well, I know what you're basically saying is Boob Off 2024. That it's probably just a dingleberry hanging off the ass of adult movies.
Chris...
I'm right here, yeah.
All right, Chris Norton, folks, we appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, I just want, and by the way, Boob Off.
Chris Norton.
Dr. Jim Sadler here reminding you that Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show is only less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for the year. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler, and I heartily endorse the Phil Henry Show website, Backstage Pass.
Can't talk much?
Thanks a lot, bud. So, are you leaving, Doc?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Laughing at.
Get a backstage pass to our website, philhenryshow.com. It's the greatest value online because porn is now more expensive.
Yeah. You happy? And now it's Phil Henry.
Thank you, Margaret, and welcome back, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western States Homeowners Association. We want to thank Chris Norton. Chris, if you're still listening to us, I do appreciate the time you gave us, and I have spoken to Bud and the General about being disrespectful to our guests. I don't like having to be chastised here, Phil, on the air. I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, Chris may be a whack kind of a guy. He's weird, and he sits around on his parents' couch, and he's looking at, you know, foldouts, but...
I mean, the guy, you got to call him on the carpet.
Exactly. You got to call this guy on the carpet for some of his baloney. Anyway, I think that Chris has been on our show enough that he deserves a little more respect than that.
Listen to this. Where is this coming from?
I don't know. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Home and Association. I feel like, you know, that we should be nicer to people. Bobby, I'll give an example. Bobby, thanks for being with us.
Well, I have to say I was kind of surprised by your phone call, Phil.
Well, I know that you had more that you wanted to say. You heard the replay yesterday of the show you did last year about the, what's the guy's name?
Yeah, it's Griff and Gloria Bulbon.
The Bulbons, and you did their interactive voice system.
Yes, we did.
Okay. I know there was an awful lot that you wanted to get said, and we didn't have time, and I wanted to give you the opportunity now to conclude those thoughts.
Well, I really appreciate it. Steve's here, too, Steve.
Like it very much, Mr. Ray. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
The only thing that we wanted to say, Phil, that hasn't been said, is that the Bulbonians have been very good residents here at Western Estates. They own Bulbon Industries, which is a major employer here in the San Fernando Valley, here in Southern California.
San Fernando.
What did I say?
San Fernando.
I'm sorry. San Fernando.
Aren't you from California?
Yes, I'm from California.
Well, why wouldn't you know how to say San Fernando?
Oh, my God. This is exactly what I'm talking about, Phil.
All right, Bobby, it's not a bad question. San Fernando Valley.
I say San Fernando because everything that I need is handy. And so I go to San Fernando. That's just a little game that I play.
So you do know how it's pronounced. You just say San Fernando.
I say San Fernando Market to remind me that everything's handy at San Fernando.
All right, let's just move past that and get to the point here of you being on the... You asked for the... In fact, I offered the airtime. When I called, I said, did you have everything said that you wanted to say? And you told me what?
Well, I wanted to mention that the Bulbonians, and that's what they're called, and that's really something I think we should give respect to. Gloria and Griff Bulbon, who own Bulbon Industries, who I worked for, have asked to be called, to be referred to, as Bulbonians.
Now, why is that?
Well, the reason for that is simply this. They consider their family to be a unique pod of humans, if you will. There's Griff, there's Gloria, there's their son Melbon, and their daughter Lou, okay?
Melbon and Lou.
That's right.
Okay.
And they consider themselves to be sort of a subset of humans.
Do they consider themselves to be humans? What are we talking about here, Bobby?
Dad.
What was that about?
Well, I mean, are they humans?
Of course they're humans. But they feel with their business, what they contribute to our community here, what they have contributed to the schools here in West Hills and Western Estates, especially to Western Estates Middle School, they aren't just the Bulbon family, they are the Bulbonians. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah. So, almost like they're from outer space, but not.
No, Mr. Henry.
No, Mr. Henry, you're getting all wrong. That's their last name.
I know, but their last name does lend itself to sounding... Sounds a little bit like it's from another planet.
That's your problem, General, not theirs.
The whole reason for... They want to be called the Bulbonians because they feel they're much more than a family. They feel they're almost a race of people that means no harm, you know?
Is this a gag or something?
Yeah, this sounds like they're pulling a gag on you.
Believe me, I've talked to the Bulbonians for a year now. I've been talking to Griff and to Gloria. I've talked to Melbon and I've talked to Lou. The four of them couldn't be more sane, helpful. They've contributed money to the remodeling of the community center. They've contributed money to our architectural committee. Griff and Gloria both are very active members of the Homeowners Association. I know that Griff would like to run for the president of the Homeowners Association. I told him that if he did run, he'd be running against me. And that's when he looked at me and he said, I believe, Bobby, that you're a great Homeowners Association president, but I also want you to know I am a Bulbanian. And then he turned and he walked away. I got to respect that.
And what are you respecting?
Is he laughing?
Mr. Renee, I heard you go like that.
Well, I'm asking, what are you respecting, Bobby?
I have to respect that Griff and Gloria are not just the Bulban family. They are Bulbanians.
What difference does it make, Bobby?
It means this much. They are elite. They are an elite family in Western Estates and need to be respected.
All right. Well, are you going to run against him? He's running against you. How's that going to fall? How's all that happening?
How's it going to fall?
What's happening there?
We are going to have our elections this summer. And I believe that Griff Bulban is going to run against me. I don't think he'll win because I think a lot of people are still put off by the idea that they are Bulbanian. And
what, not quite human?
Phil, I hope you'd stop that.
Well, what are you talking about, Ms. Dooley? They're Bulbanians. You say they're Bulbanians. Are they human beings?
I'm not going to answer that question.
That's a stupid question to...
Then they are.
No, you don't refer to them. You refer to them as the Bulbanians.
I think you've got a family of weirdos there because they've got money. You put up with their bullcrap. The fact they want to be called Bulbanians...
They don't insist on it. I do it out of respect. You understand? I respect those people. And if he wants to run against, but he does want to, he says he wants to run as a Bulbanian.
What does that mean, he wants to run as a Bulbanian?
Yeah, it's like the guy, like he represents a race on another planet.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how many times, Dickman, have I got to tell you, it's not about another planet. It's not about another planet.
I wish to Christ you'd have a beer or something.
Okay.
If it's not about another planet, if it's not another race of people, why do they want to be the Bulbanian?
They want to be Bulbanian because that's how they view themselves. Do you understand, Phil?
Well, I'm the one that asked the question.
Yes, you did. I didn't ask to come on your program tonight. I come on your show.
Come on here, you bust my wife's balls.
What are you talking about, Steve?
I mean, you know.
I don't mean to break anybody's balls. I'm sorry about that. I asked Bobby out of respect, was there anything more she wanted to say about the Bulbans, a family that I know you respect?
Yes, we respect them. And if they want to be called the Bulbanians, and if Griff says, I want to run as a Bulbanian, what?
But we just don't know what that means, and I don't know what it's going to mean to your Homeowners Association when you say, I'm Bobby Dooley, I'm running for Homeowners Association president, and here's Griff representing the Bulbanians.
You know what?
What?
Yeah, no, I know. I thank you, Phil, for asking, but...
We're out.
Well, no, you're not, because I still have the phone open here, and you can't hang up.
What else do you want to know?
I want to know, Bobby, nothing. Never mind.
What do you want to know?
There's nothing to know. What am I supposed to say? If they want to be called Bulbanian, you're going to keep on calling him Bulbanian?
We're going to let him run as a Homeowners Association president candidate as a Bulbanian, yes.
As a Bulbanian. So what will it say?
Griff Bulban, a Bulbanian. I don't know.
We're still working it out.
All right. Thank you.
I know you're laughing, and I know you called me up tonight to humiliate my family. Thank you very much, Phil.
Oh, my ass, Bobby. I didn't call you up to humiliate you. You got to understand something. If you lay that kind of information on me, people are going
to
laugh.
Yeah, I mean, no, Mr. Henry said he wanted you to come on and see if there's anything more you wanted to say, but this is what you want to say?
Yes, bud, this is what I wanted to say. Griff and Gloria Bulban have respected us, have donated money to remodeling.
Yeah, they've been very good home. They've been good neighbors, good friends, the Bulbanians. I say the Bulbanians. God bless them.
They've been great people. They've been great Bulbanians, more to the point.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll let you go.
In the name of everything holy, would you please have...
Bobby and Steve Dooley on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I invited them on to see if there was anything more they wanted to say after their appearance last year, courtesy of Bulban Industries. And it turns out that Griff and Gloria Bulban would like to be referred to as Bulbanians. Oh, man.
Me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry, if this is what you call producing it. Hey, you know what, what are you going to call me, Grandpa?
No, I was going to say, you know what, General? You can't win them all, man.
Yeah. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. And we thank the Bulbanians.
Yeah, thank you to the Bulbanians. Yeah.